Hello, landing page optimization listeners. This is your host, Tim Ash. Next time you browse through iTunes or the Google Play Store on your smartphone, make sure to land on and download the webmasterradio.fm mobile app. Listen to new episodes of LPO every Monday or catch up on all the interviews featuring me speaking with the best and brightest conversion thought leaders of today. Download the webmasterradio.fm mobile apps in the iTunes Store or via Google Play today.
Welcome to LPO, Landing Page Optimization. Landing Page Optimization expert Tim Ash is here to show you what it takes to create optimal landing pages. LPO brings you detailed case studies, opinions, and analysis from the leaders of landing page optimization. Now here's your host, Tim Ash.
Welcome, loyal listeners. This is your host, Tim Ash, for LPO, Landing Page Optimization. And this week, I'm joined by my guest, Irv Shapiro, who's the CEO of If By Phone. Welcome, Irv.
Well, it's good to be chatting with you today, Tim. I look forward to our conversation.
So tell me a little bit, or for our listeners, I know you because you were a speaker at the Conversion Conference in Chicago, but for our listeners, tell us a little bit about If By Phone, just the elevator speech, if you will, and also how it relates to conversion.
So at If By Phone, we're in the business of connecting, measuring, and optimizing any voice-based conversations that a business has with their prospects and customers. Measurement is the key to all optimization.
And so give me an example of the types of things you can measure about phone conversation.
Well, if you advertise for your business in a wide range of places, radio, television, landing pages, banner ads, we can tell you what lead source generated a telephone call into your business.
Okay, and then once do you get more granular once that phone call comes in? Do you measure kind of the outcome or the length, or is there anything else you can tell about the call once it's or after it's happening?
So in real time, we can use the source information right down to the actual keyword to dynamically route the call. We then measure the whole call, the length of the call. We automatically insert a call record into your CRM of record. And then we track that conversion all the way through to a sale. So we provide you access to true conversion data on advertising that leads to phone calls.
Well, how do you get that ultimate downstream conversion back into your system, if you will? How do you measure the outcome once it's happened on my website, say?
So we do it the opposite way. We drive our data into your CRM of record, which is also the repository of any sale. So okay, since we drive our data into the CRM and the sales information is in the CRM, you have a full cycle.
Okay. Now, one thing that obviously there are huge differences by data source. We see that in pay-per-click, SEO, affiliate traffic. Do you also see wide variation in terms of when phone calls are effective? Are there certain channels that you could say are usually more effective?
In general, they are more effective. It's a phone call demonstrates a sense of urgency. So the prospect has already self-selected and said, I need to buy today. And therefore, the conversion rate is much, much higher than most other initial contact forms.
Right, because you're skimming the cream right off of the bottom or the skinny part of the funnel, right? They're the ones that have, like you say, a sense of urgency. They're just not doing an anonymous form fill on the web, but they're actually raising their hand.
That is correct, but because of that sense of urgency, if you don't respond to them very, very quickly, they will find someone else. So our ability to not only measure the call, but route it to the right person in your company to close that sale is as important as tracking the media source.
Well, I know that Inside Sales, for example, has done a lot of research with MIT and Harvard about how quickly response times are important, how quickly they go stale. What's your experience with that? What happens if you delay and don't call somebody back? How quickly do the numbers change?
They change after 5 minutes.
And
then they drop
off. It's not a big window.
And the reason is most people making phone calls today are sitting in front of a computer. So if you don't respond immediately, they're Googling the next site or they're on a smartphone. and they're clicking your number on the smartphone. If you don't respond immediately, they're going to the next site.
So this kind of is better for customers that have their, for businesses rather, that have their own call centers and can staff them. How important is it to have a 24-hour response?
We don't find it as important. And in fact, our technology allows organizations without call centers to be responsive because we can dynamically route these calls to your sales team that's in the field on their cell phones. You can manage them as if they're in a call center, but they don't have to be.
Okay, so it can be on an individual basis, routed wherever, you know, forwarded to wherever the person is.
So correct. Kind of,
what was it called, follow forward, or no, I forget.
So some people call it a find me. We have a variety of mechanisms for forwarding calls to any device that people can talk on.
Okay, makes sense. So if you already have a Google Voice number and that finds somebody else, you would just route it to, say, that Google Voice, and that would find them also downstream, right? You can hook up to anything.
We can hook up to anything, but we also allow you to put in a whole list of telephone numbers, and we can ring them in parallel. We can ring them serially. We can put customers into a queue. So all the capabilities you're used to seeing in a call center, we virtualize and make available on any device.
Okay. Now, is there a way for me to kind of append the outcome of a call? I called that person. I talked to him. Might have been a long time, but that was just because they were a pain in the ass. Can I mark that as a bad lead, or is there a way to kind of identify the quality or intention of the caller?
Yes, absolutely. So if you're in front of a computer or a tablet, you can go into our agent panel and immediately enter notes. We'll save those notes for you. We'll do reporting on those notes. If you are integrated with a CRM, we will push that information along with the source information, along with call duration information, and even call recordings if you want into your CRM.
Okay. So let's talk about where this is most useful. Obviously, a sales mentor of mine once told me that people buy the way they buy, not the way you want to sell. So it's good to have a lot of response mechanisms. Some people prefer the phone. And so what? But when if it, for our purposes, from a conversion standpoint, we're interested in what's happening on the site. So you give them two response mechanisms, phone or form fill. It's unlikely to be an e-commerce sale that they're calling for. In what circumstances should you try to bias that towards phone calls or away from phone calls?
I think it depends on the nature of the product or service you're selling. For products or services that are expensive, infrequently purchased, complex, we believe you should bias it towards a phone call. For products that are repeat purchases, a battery for your watch, a low-cost headset, those are very appropriate for an e-commerce transaction where a phone call is only if the customer gets stuck.
Okay, and how do you determine what kind of rules or triggers do your customers have on their websites to kind of say someone's stuck and may need help?
Well, the best trigger is a shopping cart abandonment. If they've gotten to the point in your shopping cart where they've given you a telephone number, our technology can automate a call from a salesperson in your organization back out to that customer at the moment they abandon that shopping cart.
Okay, now I've seen other abandonment technology, email recovery. So if you have your email, same thing, you get an immediate email sent out to you. Now, that might be not, I mean, it might be almost like a pleasant surprise if someone sends me an email after I abandon a cart. But it seems to me like if you do that in an e-commerce setting, personally, I would think that's kind of creepy. Some dude's calling me up all of a sudden. Find that that's an issue of kind of being too big brotherish or too invasive?
Of course, it's potentially an issue, and it depends on the response of the person on the telephone. So in other words, if your sales individual says, "We noticed you might have gotten stuck. Can I help you?" If the answer is no, you say thank you and you hang up. If the salesperson is pushy, then of course it's creepy, it's inappropriate, and that's a bad technique.
Phone calls would definitely be a good thing in many business-to-business settings. Is that also what you found?
Yes, the majority of business-to-business transactions today still involve phone calls. Very few businesses purchase things in a B2B setting other than routine office supplies. Clearly, anything with a service element without first talking to somebody at the company?
Well, that's music to our ears, of course, since we're a professional services firm. We're going to take a break for a couple of commercial messages, and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
More LPO landing page optimization in just a moment.
I'm John Ball, and I'm one of the founders of Page One Power. Page One Power is a custom link building firm based in Boise, Idaho. We increase search rankings and web traffic for world-class brands and mom-and-pop shops all around the globe. Our link building strategies work because we focus on relevancy and quality, and we don't outsource anything. Our in-house staff of professional writers and researchers is the best in the industry. We're the link builders you've been looking for. Visit us today at pageonepower.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS, text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Hold on to your white hat
or black hat.
WebmasterRadio.fm is ready to take you behind the backlinks. We're digging and scraping past the surface of everyday news and views of search engine marketing and dropping our proverbial anchor text on the important issues affecting the industry with our panel of search engine insiders. Behind the backlinks.
Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific.
On demand, anytime, inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to LPO, Landing Page Optimization, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's Tim Ash.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Tim Ash with LPO, Landing Page Optimization, and today I'm continuing my conversation with Irv Shapiro, CEO of If By Phone. So, Irv, before the break, we were talking about specifically how this is really very effective for complex business-to-business buying decisions or professional services sales. Like I said, I'm personally obviously very interested in making that more effective. Let's talk about the kind of phone calls you want or the circumstances. What is the actual call used for and how does it advance the ultimate conversion?
Well, the call is a typical sales call. It advances the conversion by showing that you're responsive. In today's world of immediacy, your ability to get back to a customer quickly is the key often to successfully closing a sale.
Okay, so you're saying basically, if I can completely paraphrase, we're all busy, we don't have time to even look for options, so the first one to kind of get in our face and give us that Nordstrom level of service is the one we're going to go with.
That's correct. And in fact, if you don't provide a voice option in the B2B world, you're significantly reducing your ability to service customers. We did a survey back about a year ago, and we found that 59% of consumers indicated that they are more likely to buy from a business that responds to their phone calls in under a minute. So even putting somebody into a queue for a long time is a bad thing.
Okay, so it pretty much has to ring through and someone picks up.
That is correct. And then there was a study done in 2011, the end of 2011, from XAD Report that showed that 52% of buyers in an e-commerce setting have had a need to call the customer, the service organization, to complete a transaction. 52%.
So, and obviously, if you're talking about 5 or 6 figure sales, that becomes self-evident. No one's ever going to buy from you without talking to you first.
Correct.
Now, is there such a thing as getting on the phone too early? I know there's some sales organizations just say, you know, let me add them and I'll sell them. And but as you say, in business, it's often kind of a longer term sale with lots of touches. Maybe they show up on your site. Maybe they sign up for your newsletter. Maybe they download a white paper first. When is the trade-off, or when is the appropriate timing to actually hand off to a live person? Because you can also piss off salespeople by having a bunch of unqualified folks calling in. How long should you nurture them with traditional online marketing before you give them the call option?
So in our case, we let the customer, because we're also selling B2B, and we're a two-time Inc. 500 company. And because of that, we let the customer raise their hand first. So we let the customer take an action to say, I'm ready for a phone call. So we have the technology to literally call people that are visiting our website. We don't do that. We wait till they fill in a contact form, they ask for us to contact them, then we're exceptionally responsive and make sure we get back to them within 5 minutes.
Okay, so that brings up another question, which is at the scale at which this works, or how big a company has to be. In other words, how do you staff this? Even during normal working hours, let's say you have a salesperson and they're on the phone all day, how do you guarantee that someone's available for that inbound call?
Well, if you're a small business just trying to grow your business, then you have your salesperson be the first number that's rung. If they're not available, you ring your head of customer support. And you're a small business, if they're not available as the CEO, you answer the phone. So we provide the technology for you to try a wide range of numbers and to even combine that with an outside on-demand call center. By doing that, we give you the flexibility to be responsive. If you're building a business, you want to be responsive.
Okay, so basically what you want to do is try the salesperson. If they're not available, you go to whatever backup, your admin assistant, your CEO, like you say, and ultimately voicemail. But can this be done without significant delays? You know, and I don't want it to ring 4 times to each person.
Yes, it can be, because our system can sense if they're on the phone, if that phone that they're trying to ring is busy, it's a sub-second response and our system goes on to the next number.
Okay, fantastic. So it seems like they're just reaching the right person, as it were.
That's right. And you have the option of providing messaging between tries or just letting it ring. So there's a variety of options.
Or put them on hold music.
If you choose to, yes.
What's your experience with that? Do people like it or hate it? Does it actually work?
So our experience is they like it if approximately every 60 to 90 seconds you come in and you give them additional information.
How much longer you're going to have to wait, or, you know, alternative things they could be doing, that sort of thing.
Or the option to have your team call them back. You've been waiting for 90 seconds. Would you prefer to continue waiting or have us call you back?
Okay, and you already have their number, so obviously that's
and not going to happen. We have their number, and we have the mechanisms to route that information to your sales team.
Okay, now let's talk about how this ties to, again, online form fills, because usually these are seen in conjunction. You rarely say just call or just fill out the form. What have you found to be the best techniques for kind of biasing it if you want them to go in one direction or the other? What's the actual presentation, if you will, on the website?
So what we find is that a product we call My Lead Responder is very, very effective. The way My Lead Responder works is most forms on landing pages send an email to somewhere in your company. Many small businesses in particular don't have a lot of control over those forms. So My Lead Responder intercepts that email, turns it into immediate sales call to your sales organization. The customer doesn't know this is happening. if there is somebody available, they then immediately have the information. They're on the phone already, and we connect the customer in. The email then still flows to the regular recipient.
Okay, so you're intercepting it and detecting that someone has to be contacted, pulling out the number and routing it to the right person.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so how easy is this stuff to set up? Because, you know, when people talk about phone systems, most of the time it's like it's the same emotional association as going to a dentist for a root canal.
So I would classify it as easy as using Gmail. If you are sophisticated enough, if you're comfortable enough with technology to use Gmail, which is not the absolute easiest thing in the world, but if you're comfortable enough to use Gmail, then you'll have no trouble setting up all of our services.
Okay, let's talk about kind of the sort of results you've seen and how more traditional company that just has their 800 number in the upper left of their website like we do, and versus going to something like this every time a form is filled out. What kind of close rate changes or success rates or numbers are you seeing with your clients?
So let me give you a couple examples. A property management company that is in the business of selling very large homes. It's actually a realtor. They sell homes that are many millions of dollars. They advertise all over the world. And they'll advertise in places like the Wall Street Journal's South American issue. And they were able to reduce their advertising spend by 30% by eliminating those ad placements that weren't generating any calls, because nobody's buying a home without talking to a realtor, and increase their sell-through by 25%.
Okay, so it's kind of a multiplicative
effect. You spend your money in the right places, you end up selling more, and you end up saving dollars on advertising by not spending money in the wrong places.
Okay, so you can determine which keywords aren't producing calls, and like you said, for many sales, a call at some point is a prerequisite. If they're producing no calls, it's probably not a ready buyer.
That is correct.
But so what about if those keywords are kind of upstream before you go on? It's possible that that's early stage keywords that are just kind of general research and intent. Aren't those necessary in a pay-per-click portfolio?
So they're necessary, but those customers ultimately, once the phone call occurs, can then be put into a traditional email nurturing campaign. If they're not ready yet, you have the ability to have a salesperson score that lead and put them into a traditional nurturing campaign using whatever software you would use for that.
Okay. All right. And you were going to give another example?
So another example would be Blue Tent Marketing. That does marketing, I believe, primarily for legal firms. They saw a 340% increase in return on investment on their PPC campaigns because for the first time, they were able to correlate specific keywords with call activities that led to sales.
Very good. Well, this is powerful stuff. Unfortunately, we've run up against another commercial break. After we come back, I want to explore your daredevil side. Now, I'm a bit of a skier myself and not afraid to tackle a double blacks, but you're nuts enough, I understand, to jump out of working helicopters with skis on. So we'll come back to that after these commercial messages.
More LPO landing page optimization in just a moment.
Ever wondered how you could have access to your own SEO expert, paid search specialist, or social media wizard? Looking for help with your affiliate, display media, or email marketing? Look no further than the folks at Fang Digital Marketing. Fang Digital specializes in both paid and organic search, social media, display, and mobile advertising solutions, and is staffed by industry veterans from Google, Yahoo, and one of the industry's most influential PPC experts. Fang Digital's award-winning staff stays on top of the latest in digital trends and offer tailored solutions so they can audit your progress and build a roadmap to your success. Learn more about their expanding range of full-service strategic marketing solutions at fangdigital.com. That's F-A-N-G digital.com.
If you're constantly struggling to find more customers, revenue, or hours in the day, Infusionsoft can help you have the business you've always wanted. For over 10 years, Infusionsoft has been helping business owners, just like you, find the financial freedom and peace of mind you've been searching for.
I'm Scott Martineau, co-founder of Infusionsoft. If you're struggling to find more customers, more revenue, or more hours in the day, Infusionsoft is the proven solution you're looking for. Infusionsoft, the only all-in-one sales and marketing software created specifically for small businesses.
Learn more at www.infusionsoft.com/radio.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use certifiedknowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Our hosts, James and Arlene Martell, are here to inspire, inform, and motivate you with expert insight, interviews, and information that will increase your bottom line. Affiliate Buzz, on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to LPO, Landing Page Optimization, only on webmasterradio.fm. Here's Tim Ash.
And we're back. This is your host, Tim Ash, for LPO, Landing Page Optimization. And I'm talking to Irv Shapiro, CEO of If By Phone. Irv, working helicopters, skis, jumping out of, what gives?
So, you know, it's interesting. Skiing is very much like business. Risk is in the perception of the buyer and seller. So, in fact, heliskiing only requires advanced intermediate ski skills because you're skiing on wide open snow, very, very soft, high up in the mountain, generally not too steep. So it looks and sounds scary, but if you're an advanced intermediate skier, skiing regular blacks, you don't have to be a double black skier, then you too can heliski. At least you can in salt outside of a Salt Lake City. I heliskied outside of Alta in Utah.
No, you know, I love Alta, and you know why? They don't allow snowboarders. So at least last time I checked, guys that scrape all the snow off the runs. That's just my personal bias. I haven't gone over to the dark side. I know I'm going to get a bunch of catcalls from the snowboarders, but oh well. The price of being different, I guess. So let's talk a little bit about what kind of training is required for your phone responders. That's a bit of an investment, I would think. So how do you write formal scripts? Do you typically recommend that your clients use formal scripts, or how do you approach that?
None of the above. We believe that this is no different than any other sales process. What we do is we help drive an increased number of calls to either your inside or your outside sales team. Their sales skills are the same. Whatever methodology you use in your organization, we use a methodology called give and gets, which is an exchange mechanism for ensuring you obtain information from your customers. But we don't find any special training is necessary.
Okay, so like you say, relatively easy. And in terms of scalability, just I want to understand exactly, well, not exactly, but kind of give me three scenarios of how you'd approach a kind of a smaller business, a mid-sized business, and a larger multi-branch business.
So a smaller business would start at generally somewhere between $50 and $150 a month with us. They would purchase a monthly package, no long-term commitment. They'd have a handful of telephone numbers that they use. They can add additional telephone numbers for $2 per month. So if you're running an ad somewhere that costs you $1,000, spend $2 to find out whether it works. A mid-sized business might have quite a bit more numbers. They might have 50 or 100 numbers because they might be doing Very advanced tracking on many, many web properties or a deep web property. And then we have very large businesses that are using tens of thousands of numbers in very sophisticated ways. So as an example, we have multiple businesses in the real estate space that do listing services and list unique telephone numbers for every home so the agent doesn't have to give out their personal number.
Okay, and is that, do you handle the provisioning as well and sending out numbers if they need them?
Yes, so everything, they can do everything right from a website. They can select the numbers they want. They can order the numbers. They're instantly available in 90% of the cases. Unless you're ordering thousands of numbers, they'll be instantly available. And if you want help, we believe in talking to customers. So we provide unlimited telephone support in about a 10 to 11 hour window every day.
Okay, fantastic. Well, again, Irv, I know that your session was very well received in Chicago. The Boston show is coming up, the Boston Conversion Conference, September 30th, October 1st, and I'll be doing a workshop on the morning of the 2nd. For our listeners, if you want to go to Boston and save some money, use the promo code WMFM when you register on conversionconference.com for, I believe it's 10% or $150 off, one or the other. See what it gets you. Irv, I know we could talk for hours. I want to thank you again for being on the show.
Well, Tim, thank you for having me on and providing me an opportunity to share with people a technology that many people may not have known is possible.
Yeah, and I know we could keep talking for hours. Maybe we'll have you back one of these days. And for our lawyer listeners, we'll see you on the flip side.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.